Let's make a start on this program tonight. We're heading to Pakenham. Showers are predicted, but we are on the synthetic course, and Dean Lester is with us to preview the eight races. How are you, Dean?
I'm well, thanks, Nard.
What do you think of tonight's meeting?
Actually, I think there's a bit of value about a few of the races tonight, so actually looking forward to the meeting. So, yeah, hopefully we can find some good odds winners.
Well, the first event is a two-year-old maiden over 1,200. Now, we've got number one, Alert the Press, at 9.50. 2.50, Celestial King. Jewthor is at 4.20. Real Success, 9.50. Russian Romeo at $8.50.
Yeah, I've got no knock on this favourite in Celestial King. Nards. It ran well on debut behind Rock Hard at Caulfield. That's seemingly one of the better off-season two-year-old form lines at the moment. So probably rolls forward from the draw here, makes his own luck and be hard to beat. Alert the Press was first up at 1,400 metres and just weakened late. Has trialled well since then at Tatura and back in distance here, I think, can run well. Jewthor was quite a good run on this track last start and looks competitive, and maybe Six Real Success, who seems to have trialled up okay. It's had several trials and looks to go quite well, but Celestial King's the one to beat. 4-1-5-6.
4 from 1-5-6 in the first. The second, take out the two. We've got number four, Majestic Halo. At $7, $1.40 Peninsula Miss and $6 Waltzing My Hilda.
Going with Peninsula Miss, she was first up and ran well when finishing second. This is a very weak maiden. I don't think I want to take the $1.40, but don't know what I'd want to back to beat her either. Waltzing My Hilda, past two runs have been at least competitive and looks the main danger if there is one. Maddie Lynn improved last start, ridden closer to the speed and is drawn to make its own luck here from a good draw with a good rider and Andrew Mallion aboard. And maybe Majestic Halo first up from a spell showed a little bit of promise last time in, but not a strong maiden, and Peninsula Miss gets her chance to break through. 6 from 9, 3 and 4.
6 from 9, 3 and 4. And out of the third, this is over 1,600. Takeout runners 5 and 13. We've got the one, Era, at 4.80. Helcalur at 5. 7.50, Havana DJ. My Shoe Mai is at 5. And then you've got Animovo, who's an $8 chance.
I'm going to go with the top one, Era. I thought the first up run was okay. Fitter for that run. And out to 1,600 metres here, I thought with Damien Lane on, would probably posse up in the first three or four. And I thought could run an improved race second up to beat 8, Havana DJ, who's a real query. Did enough on debut and jumped sharply to the 1,600, but this stable often do that successfully, and it's a big watch. 9, My Shoe Mai. Well, the last four or five runs have been really consistent, but just battling to break through for that first win. And Animovo, the two-year-old here with the winkers on, thought came through a fairly solid race at Sale last start behind Fighting Harada. That form might be good enough to see he can get into the money here. But leaning to the top one, 1, 8, 9 and 11.
1, 8, 9, 11. Fourth race of a 1,400. We got number one, Aristobo at 5.50. Gordy is at 4. 5.50, Ambitious Gem. Mercy Abella's at $3.10 and $5 Powerful Story.
I'm going to go with number one, Aristobo. I thought it was a really good win on debut last preparation at Benalla in good time. First up run was sound at Hamilton. It's had time between runs. Will make his own luck up on the speed, and I think around the $5.50 quote is a reasonable price to beat for Ambitious Gem. I like the way this filly's going. She ran on well. That was a pretty good race at Sale, and it was a leader-dominated race. She hit the line well. 5, Mercy Abel, broke the maiden in good fashion here last start. I thought it was a fairly moderate race, but at least she's handled the track well and is in winning form. And Powerful Story from Barrier 1 with the blinkers on might be next best. Quite a competitive race. I thought one was a touch over the odds. 1, 4, 5 and 6.
1, 4, 5 and 6. We now have a look at the legs of the quaddie. Race 5 being the first of those. Take out the 1. We've got number 2, Beaver Brook at 3.70. 3.10 for Redcore. 3.80 Monkey Magic. Pure Emotion at 5.50 and 8.50 for Take a Selfie.
I think there's probably five main chances, and I'll be putting them all in the quaddie, but I think Pure Emotion's the value here, number 5. Two runs back from a spell, hasn't really come up, but's had a freshen up, and I really like the jump out that she had at Caulfield recently. Looked to go very well, and just the way this race sets up, I think she'd be right on the speed, and she's a city winner at her best. I'm going to go with her number 5, Pure Emotion, to beat 4, Monkey Magic. I'm sure getting onto a firmer surface is the go. She's a winner at this track on the synthetic at this distance, so has to be highly regarded. Just think the wet track was against her at Caulfield last start. Redcore was to finish just behind Beaverbrook recently at Sandown. There's a big weight turnaround of some 4 kilos in Red Corps' favour. He gets back and he's one-dimensional, but he'll be strong late, and Beaverbrook's there with a chance scratch from yesterday in preference for this race. But I thought five would run well. 5, 4, 3, 2.
So we go 5 from 4, 3, 2. Race 6, no scratchings. The one Buckler at $9. $5 Nina's Ballerina. Frankincense $8.50. Bella Luciana at $3.40. Dramatist at $4.20.
Yeah, I like Bella Luciana here, Nard. She showed promise in her first campaign. Didn't have much luck her first two runs, and then got the maiden out of the way very nicely at Ballarat. Had two recent jump outs. First one, she wasn't really put into the trial, but most recently she was, and went very well. And I think she can use the gate here and be the one to beat. Nina's Ballerina. She had a good campaign last preparation, winning at Seymour, and then her first up run recently was on wet ground. I'm prepared to forgive her there and think that back onto a drier surface that she'll run well. I think they've got a bit of an edge over the rest. 7 Dramatists, first run for the Besutton Young Stable, showed a little bit last time in, and Love in the City getting fitter might be next best. But Bella Luciana's the key runner here. 6, 4, 7 and 3.
6, 4, 7, 3. Race 7 over 1600. Takeout runners 7 and 12. Number 1, Rushard at 7. 8 for the Ultimatum. Eldon at 9.50. King Tycoon at 4.40. Sassoon at 8. Turak Warriors at 7. Sam Slick at 3.90. And Bequeathed at 7.50.
Yeah, I think it's a bit of a case of it. I do like King Tycoon. If it's not him, then it's a very open race. I'll be going wide in this leg of the quad. King Tycoon's debut win was good on the turf track here at Pakenham. His most recent run, he was riding a very, very fast speed, and all the speed horses compounded and were well beaten, but he hung on at the finish and wasn't disgraced at all. He gets blinkers on. I don't think there's as much pressure here. He can probably sit outside the lead, which might be Sam Slick, and I think if they get it right, they'll control the speed and be hard to beat. Sam Slick was okay winning last time out. That was on the synthetic here. He was strong to the line, and I think he can ride the speed here from that draw and run well. 5, Sassoon. Running well for the new stable, just hasn't won for a while, but will be competitive again. And Rushard, he's racing well, home track, and again gets a great run from the draw. But thought King Tycoon would run well. 4, 8, 5 and 1.
So we go 4 from 8, 5 and 1. We go to race 8, takeout runners 6, 7 and also the 9. We've got number 1 Emoji at 9.50, Just a Dreamer at 5.50. Knick-Knack 5.50, Captive Hero 3.60, Champagne Cocktail is at 9, and then you're down to a winner at 4.60.
Yeah, I think this might be the day at nice odds for number 1 Emoji. He's had two runs back. He doesn't usually fire his first couple of runs. Then he starts to hit his form. His last run wasn't that bad at Sandown either. He did plenty of work in the middle stages there to get into the race and then peaked on his run. He's had 5 runs at this track and distance for 3 wins and 2 seconds, and he does go well third up. I just think there's good speed up front. He's got a great winning chance, Emoji. And the last number 1 to beat 5, Captive Hero, he'll be at the other end of the field. He'll be up the front and making his own luck, and I think he'll run very well. He's well enough found in the market. 10 winners working up to winning form. Both runs this time in have been excellent, and I think the step up to 1,400 suits. He's won 2 of his 3 at the trip and does race well here. And 2, Just a Dreamer, who's in career best form. It's quite a good race, the last, but I thought 1 was over the odds. 1, 5, 10 and 2.
So we go 1, 5, 10, 2. And your best roughy quaddy player of the day?
My best is Bella Luciana Nards, and that is race 6, number 6. Best value is the last. Race 8, number 1, Emoji. Quaddy, probably a flexi day, but first leg 2, 3, 4, 5 and 8. Second leg 4 and 6. Third leg 1, 3, 4, 5, 8, 9. Come home on 1, 2, 3, 5 and 10. My play of the day would be take a parlay 2, 3 and 4. 1 for the win, 1 for the place. They're $11 for each for a dollar. Race 4, number 1, into race 5, number 5, into race 6, number 6, into race 8, number 1.
Thanks, Dave.
Thank you, Nat.